Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Nucor is focused at the Enchi Gold property in Ghana. The project already has a resource of 1.41 million ounces of gold at 0.62 grams per ton. That resource was released June of last year, 2021, and the company has still underway a 90,000 meter drill program that results continue to come out. And yesterday, February 15th, was another news release out of the company. The news release entitled Nucor Gold Drilling Intersects 1.98 grams per ton gold over 25 meters, 0.89 grams per ton gold over 47.8 meters, and 5.84 grams per ton gold over 6 meters. Now, these drill results are really coming from two areas, although I think we can also refer to them as almost three areas because of this new subparallel structure. First, the Seeum extension and this subparallel structure to the Seeum extension, as well as this Arati gold target. Luke, just bring us up to speed on, first of all, the Seeum extension and how this subparallel zone fits into the drill results that were released just yesterday.
Yeah, hi, Corey. Hi, Shad. So these results, as you highlighted, are from the southern end of our Seeum deposit. We refer to it as Seeum extension. Seeum is our largest deposit at 725,000 ounces. The parallel zone that you're referring to sits about 200 meters to the east of the southern end of our Seeum extension. It's a new area for us. We've done a bunch of soil sampling in that area, some geophysical work, and ultimately tested it for the first time as part of the drilling that we've been doing as part of this 90,000 meters. We've made a new discovery in that area, and we're very excited about the results that we ultimately put out.
Well, Luke, just for people that are following along with the story, you know, you guys have so many different targets. We were talking off mic that you've really tied together a whole mineralized zone here from the Tokaseya South down through the Seeum mine extension, Seeum extension, and down to Seeum South. So how do you see this whole trend setting up as far as how all this ties together?
This new parallel structure that we've discovered, again, to the east of Seeum, the Seeum extension deposit, we think geologically that it could be the southern end of the Tokaseya target that we're currently drilling. Tokaseya is a greenfield target that we've got that we're currently drilling about 49 holes on. And we think that where this new parallel zone at Seeum extension sits could be the southern end of the Tokaseya target. So we're very excited about that. Tokaseya, in terms of size, is a 5 kilometer long by about 2 kilometer wide anomaly. We've done a bunch of geophysical work on it, as well as soil sampling across this target. There's also, interestingly, a past producing mine at Tokaseya that dates back to World War I. It's got an underground shaft as well as an open pit there. So, you know, that highlights the prospectivity of this area, as well as just south of Tokaseya, in between that target and the parallel zone that I've highlighted here at Seeum Extension, sits a current small producing artisanal mine. So again, that reiterates the prospectivity of this area, and making this discovery at Seeum Extension is something that we're very excited about.
Let's talk about the grade too of the Seeum Extension, because almost 6 grams per ton over 6 meters. One thing that we have seen consistently out of the broad Enchi project is grades around, let's say, just below 1 gram up to 2 grams of longer widths. Any insights on why you guys hit some high grade here, what that could mean for the potential of this subparallel zone?
Yeah, so across our project, we have been finding pockets of higher grade within the oxides. That's something that obviously, once you feed those higher grades into a mine plan, and obviously you'd start by mining those higher grades, can be very impactful from a from an NPV and IRR perspective. One of the things that we will obviously follow up on is doing some additional drilling at depth to look to ultimately chase this higher grade to depth as well. The other interesting thing is if anyone who's listening has had a look at the cross sections that we provided within our press release, you'll see that there's a road cutting that's actually grading 5.55 grams over 2 meters at surface that sits right in between this parallel zone and the Cium extension. There's no drilling in that kind of 200 to 400 meter gap in between these two areas. So that's something else that we're going to look to do. Obviously, as I mentioned, look to chase the higher grade to depth, but also we need to do a bunch of follow-up drilling in between these two structures to ultimately see if there's additional mineralization in there that would, again, feed into a more optimized pit design as well as mine sequencing.
And Luke, we'll put a photo of that cross-section below this interview so that investors can follow along visually with that. Just bringing up that last point you just mentioned, though, about the pit shell, I mean, currently it's a lot smaller. A lot of the drilling you've done is outside of it. So if you do put out another economic study later this year, would you envision it being a much larger pit now? Or how does that play into, especially with those high-grade zones that could be potential starter areas?
Yeah, if you look at a lot of the drilling that we've done as part of this 90,000-meter program, it's been stepping out along strike at all of our existing resource areas. All of the areas remain open along strike. So we've been adding meaningful mineralized material to all of our resource areas, but also we've been drilling up dip and down dip with the goal of widening and deepening the overall pit. So yes, that is something that we would expect, is that a lot of this drilling will increase the overall size of the pits, which ultimately then grows your resource by capturing more gold.
Luke, let's also touch on the other area that was drilled, or at least was released within these drill results, this Arati gold target here. Now, Arati was previously drilled, but has no defined resource here. What can you give us in terms of insights into Arati, considering that you guys did still hit the 0.89 grams per ton gold over almost 50 meters, and that's only from about 41 meters downhole? Give us some insights on this Arati drilling, please.
Yeah, so Arati's a target that we drilled previously, put 10 holes into it, made a maiden discovery. We've now drilled an additional 14 holes at Arati. Arati sits way up at the northern end of our property, about 25 kilometers away from Cium and Boeing, which are the main parts of our deposit. And we're very pleased with the results that we have up at Arati. In terms of the size of the anomaly up there, we're looking at a 4 kilometer by 1 kilometer wide anomaly. And it's something that will warrant further drilling in the future, given the success that we've had with past drilling and this current drill program.
Well, Luke, the good thing about Nucor Gold is you guys have so many different targets. Where will the drills be moving next, or where will the next set of results be coming from out of all the different targets you're working on?
So we talked about it a few times last year in 2021. Cium South is one of the greenfield areas that we've been very excited about. We completed 3 kilometers of trenching at Cium South in 2021. We've recently just completed 30 holes there. It actually sits slightly to the southwest of our Cium extension, so right in this kind of heart of our project. And we'll look to get those results back and get them out to the market, as well as Tokaseya. We've got 49 holes planned at Tokaseya. I think so far we've completed about 30, 31 holes there. And obviously we'll look to get those results back. And really the goal of drilling at both Cium South as well as Tokaseya is to make some new discoveries to complement our existing resource areas and really continue to highlight the district scale exploration opportunity that we've got at our Enchi project. So that's what I would expect will be the next set of results is results from both Siyum South as well as Tokaseya. And hopefully we'll start to prove up what I've highlighted here today is that our current geological interpretation is that the results to the east in this new parallel zone of Siyum extension could ultimately run to the north right up through Tokaseya.
So Luke, if we take a step back from all these different targets in this large 90,000 meter drill program, as I mentioned on the onset, the project already has 1.41 million ounces of gold in the inferred category, and you are continuing to expand on some of the deposit areas and some of these new targets. For the overall size of this project, what insights can you give us on just how large the gold mineralization, the gold endowment could be on this project?
We've always said that, you know, our goal is to build this to a 4 or 5 million ounce resource. Obviously, that will take a lot of drilling. But, you know, the reason we talk about that kind of size is that once you get to 4 or 5 million ounces, you're looking at 200,000 ounces of production over a 20 or 25 year, you know, project. That ultimately becomes attractive to any mid-cap or major company out there. But as we move towards that kind of size, what we'll continue to do is look to update economic studies similar to the PEA that we put out in June of last year, which fundamentally underpin the value of the company. So that's kind of where we're looking to get to over the coming years.
Well, Luke, can you just remind everybody of what the budget is for 2022 and what kind of cash the company has in the treasury?
Yeah, so the way we've laid out our budget for this 90,000 meter drill program, and when we increased the drill program in September of last year, is we wanted to make sure we had enough cash to get us through all of 2021. So we're covered to run the company right through 2021. I mean, the last cash balance that we had was about $7 million.
Okay, Luke, really appreciate this update. You guys do continue to hit on a lot of your drilling. We will post a link to the news release below this interview. And if anybody has any follow-up questions on any of the drilling that's ongoing or any questions broadly about the project, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you and we will follow up on the back of some more news. Luke, appreciate the update today and we'll follow up, as I said, on the back of some more drill results.
All right. Thank you very much, Corey. Thanks, Shad. And yeah, be great to connect with anyone who's interested.